Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки задания. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. У вас есть одна минута для ознакомления с заданием. Now we begin.
I'm sure you've heard the warnings about rising temperatures, carbon footprints, and melting ice caps. And yes, those matter. But today, I want to talk about three environmental emergencies that aren't making headlines, yet are already destabilizing our health, our food systems, and our planet's living networks. First, the collapse of pollinators beyond bees. Everyone knows bees are in trouble. But what about hoverflies? Butterflies? Beetles? Wasps? Over 30% of insect pollinators are declining globally, not just because of pesticides, but because we've replaced wildflower meadows with lawns, highways, and monoculture crops. No flowers means there are no food for pollinators. No pollinators means fewer fruits, nuts, vegetables. One in three bites of food you eat depends on them. And we're letting their habitats vanish, quietly, invisibly. Second, microplastics in our drinking water. You might think bottled water is safer. It's not. Recent studies show that 94% of tap water in the US, and over 80% in Europe, contains microplastic fibers, tiny pieces from synthetic clothing, packaging, and degraded plastic waste. These particles carry toxic chemicals. They've been found in human lungs, placentas, and even breast milk. We don't yet know the long-term effects, but we're consuming them daily. And filtration systems. Most don't catch them. Third, the death of freshwater wetlands. Wetlands are nature's kidneys. They filter pollution, store flood water, and shelter half the world's species. Yet we drain them for farmland, housing, and roads. In the last 50 years, we've lost over 60% of global wetlands. In places like the Everglades or the Pantanal, they are drying up, not from drought alone, but from upstream damming, groundwater pumping, and chemical runoff. Once gone, they don't come back. Not easily. Not for centuries. So let's be clear, we're not waiting for the Arctic to melt. We're already living inside a broken system, where our water is polluted, our food supply is fragile, and the invisible creatures keeping it all alive are disappearing. And if we don't fix this now, we won't need a hotter planet to make life harder. It already is.
Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen to the text again and choose the correct answer for each question.
I'm sure you've heard the warnings about rising temperatures, carbon footprints, and melting ice caps. And yes, those matter. But today, I want to talk about three environmental emergencies that aren't making headlines, yet are already destabilizing our health, our food systems, and our planet's living networks. First, the collapse of pollinators beyond bees. Everyone knows bees are in trouble. But what about hoverflies? Butterflies? Beetles? Wasps? Over 30% of insect pollinators are declining globally, not just because of pesticides, but because we've replaced wildflower meadows with lawns, highways, and monoculture crops. No flowers means there are no food for pollinators. No pollinators means fewer fruits, nuts, vegetables. One in three bites of food you eat depends on them. And we're letting their habitats vanish, quietly, invisibly. Second, microplastics in our drinking water. You might think bottled water is safer. It's not. Recent studies show that 94% of tap water in the US and over 80% in Europe contains microplastic fibers, tiny pieces from synthetic clothing, packaging, and degraded plastic waste. These particles carry toxic chemicals. They've been found in human lungs, placentas, and even breast milk. We don't yet know the long-term effects, but we're consuming them daily. And filtration systems. Most don't catch them. Third, the death of freshwater wetlands. Wetlands are nature's kidneys. They filter pollution, store flood water, and shelter half the world's species. Yet we drain them for farmland, housing, and roads. In the last 50 years, we've lost over 60% of global wetlands. In places like the Everglades or the Pantanal, they are drying up, not from drought alone, but from upstream damming, groundwater pumping, and chemical runoff. Once gone, they don't come back. Not easily. Not for centuries. So let's be clear, we're not waiting for the Arctic to melt. We're already living inside a broken system, where our water is polluted, our food supply is fragile, and the invisible creatures keeping it all alive are disappearing. And if we don't fix this now, we won't need a hotter planet to make life harder. It already is.
Now you have 1 minute to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.